garage. Why do you want it? Oh, there's this really cool concert called Rock Festival 97. See, 50 of the hottest bands are going to be there. Me and JT and the girls are going to go up and camp on this abandoned pig farm and party all weekend. It is going to be so happening.
Yeah, and you are so not going.
Why not?
Well, let's review, shall we? Deviant rock bands, bunch of teenagers sleeping side by side without adult supervision, except for what's left of the Grateful Dead. I don't think so.
Carol, come on. There's going to be like a zillion of us there. What can possibly happen?
What could happen? Well, let's see. You're up there listening to a group called Moral Sewage, and a guy named Viper comes up and invites you to a party in his sleeping bag, and 9 months later, I have a grandson named Snakebite.
So what are you saying? We can't go to the concert? Was that a no?
Carol.
Oh, gosh, you haven't changed in 25 years.
Well, thank you. Who are you?
Let me see if this jogs your memory. Give me a head with hair. Long, beautiful hair. Gleaming, streaming, shining, flaxen, waxen.
Give me it down to there.
There! Yeah! Shoulder length and longer.
Here, baby, there, mama. Everywhere, daddy, daddy, hair.
Actually, it's Patty Roberts now.
Really?
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. This is my husband.
This is Dave.
Hi. Yeah.
Officer Dave Roberts. Hello.
Oh, officer. So you're a policeman then, huh?
Yeah, 10-4, Frank. State trooper. The big boys.
Well, Gina, come on in.
Oh,
sit down,
yes.
Please. Here.
Oh, thank you.
Well, my, what brings you all to Port Washington, huh?
Well, headquarters is sending me down to Chicago for the convention to show off our new prototype squad car. That baby's loaded with so much crime-fighting technology, you could invade Baghdad with it.
See you guys later. We're going to the movies.
Yeah, we'll be able to sit pretty much anywhere we want to because every other teenager in town will be at Rock Festival 97.
Yeah, but don't you worry about us raising all kinds of heck tonight. We'll make sure the movie is suitable for youngsters, then afterwards we'll be down at the malt shop having root beers with Potsy.
Patty, these are my very bitter children.
Hi, I'm Patty.
Well, they're mad at me because I won't let them go to Rock Festival 97.
Why not? You and I had a great time at Woodstock.
Wait a minute. Carol went to Woodstock? Then how come we can't go to Rock Festival 97?
Oh, Al, Woodstock was different.
Oh, really? Let's review, shall we?
Deviant rock bands, teenagers sleeping side by side, and no adult supervision other than the Grateful Dead.
Carol, I don't think you need to worry about the kids. I mean, it can't be nearly as wild as Woodstock. I mean, it's not like they're going to go up there and smoke pot and dance on a VW van like you did.
Patty. Patty, I think you just committed a 5-1-1.
What?
Getting your old friend in trouble in front of her kids.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, you think so?
Okay, well, I get it. You got a little crazy at Woodstock, so now we can't go to Rock Festival 97.
Oh, look, I was young. I only tried it once. It was a very stupid thing to do, and I just don't want the same thing to happen to any of you.
Carol, we're not going there to do drugs. We're going there to listen to music.
Yes, well, I want to make myself perfectly clear. I don't want you thinking because I made a mistake many, many years ago that you guys can do the same thing.
Carol, it's not going to happen, all right? Trust me.
Oh, I don't know. What do you think, Frank?
Well, honey, I appreciate your concerns, but these are responsible young people here, and they know how we feel about drugs, and my vote is that we should let them go.
Well,
okay.
Rock Festival 97, here we come.
time before dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
What say we pile into the squad car and go prowling for perps?
All right.
Can I ride shotgun?
No, I got dips on it.
You guys are good. I'll let you wear the handcuffs.
Well, Dave seems like a very dedicated cop.
A little too dedicated. Sometimes I think the only way I can get his attention is to dress up like a prowler and break into my own house.
Sounds like fun.
Ami de jour, bonjour. Tonight we celebrate the 3 month anniversary of my coming to Port Washington with a fabulous French meal cooked by a fabulous Frenchman. Mwah.
I hope you can come for dinner. Jean-Luc is a wonderful chef.
Hello. Do you like snails? Of course you do. Who doesn't? I cook them myself. And I name them. There's Speedy. Slimy. Bob Dole. Wake up, Bob.
Jean-Luc, this is my old high school friend, Patty Roberts.
Enchanté.
And, Patty, this is my partner, Jean-Luc Ripperoux.
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 Carole Ripperoux. It's pronounced just the way it's spelled. R-I-P-P-Y-R-O-U-X. Ripperoux.
I use all of your products, Mr. Ripperoux.
It's too bad you don't use all of my consonants. I had no idea you had a friend that was so amusing.
Well, I haven't seen her in years. In fact, I barely recognized her. Oh, you know what? I should go get our old high school yearbook. You wouldn't believe our hairdos at the senior prom.
Jean-Luc, I've been such a big fan of yours ever since you did that fabulous makeover on Katie Couric.
Well, if she had silky, beautiful hair like yours, I could have made her into a media goddess.
Really? You like my hair?
Well, yes, your hair is so silky, and it's got such gorgeous body. I could do things with your hair that would make your lover tremble with desire.
Ah, oh, you Frenchmen, you have such a way of making a woman feel special.
It's a gift. We cannot build a car worth doodly squat, but when it comes to women, we are the ultimate driving machine.
You are so much funnier than my husband.
Your husband? You have a husband? Well, isn't that a fascinating little piece of information to gather? After I've already dazzled you with my boyish charm. Excuse me? No, I don't think so.
You know, maybe I shouldn't go to Chicago with my husband. I mean, it's so much fun being here with you. You have very strong shoulders. I like that.
I think maybe you just owe this for me.
Where are you going?
Well, I think one of my snares made a break for it, so if I hurry up, maybe I can catch up with him. Uh-oh. Bye-bye, Bob.
Oh, man, this is so lame. We're like a mile and a half away from the stage.
Yeah, I wanted to be close enough so Lenny Kravitz could sweat on me.
Here, Karen, tell you what. Use the binoculars. When Lenny comes on, I'll toss a cup of water in your face.
Well, you ladies can stay here if you want to, but Rich and I are going to go sneak backstage.
Oh, really? How are you going to manage that?
We're going to disguise ourselves as roadies, man. Check this out.
Yo, bro, let's crank up the amp and run some cable over to that thingamajig.
Excellent. Party on, dudes.
Damn.
Hey, Al.
Hey, Will. I didn't know you were going to be here.
Yeah, everybody's here. Hey, I'm Will.
Oh, sorry. These are my sisters, Dan and Karen. This is Will Peters.
Hey.
So, great concert so far, huh?
Yeah. I came with my uncle. He gave me something that I think will make it even better.
What?
Come on. Come on. This.
Marijuana? I don't think so.
Look, I never thought I'd try it either, but my uncle brought a whole bunch of it, and it's free.
No, thanks. I'm not into it.
Hey, no problem. But if you change your mind, the party starts at my uncle's van in about 10 minutes.
Okay. Cool. I might join you.
Cool. See ya.
Bye.
Al, are you serious? You were thinking about trying pot?
Yeah, why not? President of the United States tried it.
Hey. The president did not inhale.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, second of all, the pot today is like 10 times stronger than it was back then.
Plus, there are very serious beauty issues at stake here. Number one, smoking pot takes the moisture right out of your skin. Number two, it can leave you with premature crow's feet from going like this.
Karen, let me handle this.
You know, Dana, spare me the just say no speech, okay?
I'm not gonna lecture you. It's not like you're the only person I've ever known who wanted to try pot. I had this friend in high school, Adam Wolf. Smart guy, debate team, wanted to be a lawyer. Of course, then he started smoking pot all the time, dropped out of school, started dealing, and got arrested.
You know, I know all the stories. I know how it's addictive, it's illegal, it can lead to harder drugs, but I'm talking about trying it one time. And this is my life, and if I want to do it, I will, okay?
Dave. Hey, look. It's me in my cheerleading uniform, huh?
About that. Hey, Frank, could you give me some of that runny cheese?
L'arbre de pièce de résistance, petit filet mignon, the choice is French cut.
Jean-Luc, you have been slaving over this dinner all day. Come, sit down next to me. Is that okay with you, Dave?
Yeah, come on. Have a seat.
Okay. I accept your friendly, completely non-romantic invitation.
Jean-Luc, you're so funny.
I think it's time for a toast. Everybody, let's drink to fraternity, equality, and fidelity. Everybody clink. Clinky, clink. Oh. I want to go check your creme brulee.
I think I'll help.
It's good meat.
You know, I just love desserts that are hot.
Well, I think I've ruined my creme brulee, so there's nothing for it. I must go to the nearest creme brulee store.
There's no creme brulee store.
Well, of course there is. It's new. It's called the International House of Creme Brulee. You know, the IHOC.
I'll just go with him. Jean-Luc, wait.
Hey, Patty, stop, okay? This is not going to happen. This is not going to happen. The last thing I would do is get involved with a married woman. Okay, the last thing I would really do is put a live lobster in my shorts, but this is close.
Okay, I know that I shouldn't be flirting with you, but I don't feel like I'm married. I mean, my husband doesn't even look at me. It's like I'm invisible.
Okay, look, come over here. Sit down. Come on. Let's talk about this. Come on. No, it's okay. Let me ask you this. You love your husband?
Yeah. I mean, I know it's hard to believe, but underneath that knucklehead, there's a sweet, sensitive guy. We used to go for long walks, and he was happy just to talk to me.
What? Why you don't just tell him that you really miss that guy? You really wish that guy would come back?
I've dropped every hint I can think of.
Yes, but I don't think he's the kind of man that's going to respond to a hint. I think you need to sit him down and look him in the eye and say, I love you. We have a problem. I want you to pay attention to me, and then we have no problem.
Do you think that would work?
Well, it's either that or smack him upside the head with a 2x4. I really do think it will work. In fact, I give you the Rebeiru guarantee. Eternal marital bliss or free haircuts for the rest of your life. Either way, you're a winner.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
I'll give it a shot.
Good. Okay. Good, that's good. I'm going to go into the other room and get Dave.
Jean-Luc. Thank you. You're a really nice guy.
Don't spread it around. Women love a bad boy. Dave? Dave. Hi. You need to go into the living room and talk to Patty.
I'm eating.
Not anymore, steak boy. Come on. You see, there's a domestic dispute in the living room, and you're part of it.
Something wrong with Patty?
That's a big 10-4, RoboCop.
What's going on?
Carol, it's a long story. But basically, Dave has not been paying enough attention to Patty, and she made a pass at me. Actually, that is the story. Anyway, let's just eat.
I'll tell you, these mushrooms are incredible, Jean-Luc. What is your secret?
They're snails.
Hey, Will. Welcome to the party, man.
Come on in.
Al, this is my Uncle Marvin.
You can call me Buzz.
Hey, Buzz.
Whoa. My hand's on backwards. It's okay. I fixed it.
So, Uncle Buzz, what do you think of the concert so far?
It's okay. Now, Rock Festival 72. That was a total kick butt party.
Rock Festival 72? How old are you?
35. No, wait. 51. I don't know. I kind of lost track. That's how good this stuff is. Help yourselves. I smoked like half of one joint, and right now my feet are totally paralyzed.
Your feet are paralyzed?
Totally. This won't even hurt. Watch. No wonder I didn't feel it. That's not my foot. Man, this stuff is really good.
You know what? I don't want to smoke pot.
Me either.
Fine. Do your own thing. I'll just stay here and fix my other hand.
Hey, Karen.
Dana.
Hey, Al.
You have nothing to worry about, Dana. I didn't do it.
Like I said, I'm not your mother. I'm gonna check up on you. She's clean.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Frank, we've done it twice. Are you happy now?
One more time, huh? Please, just one more time, then you can go to bed. Okay. Hey, what's this up?
You're weird.